In your face. He was one of those customers who knows no personal boundaries but their own. And the store owner knew how that went. Some people are so timid that they won't even come into the store without inquiring whether it's open for business, despite the four, count 'em, open signs in the windows and out front. Some burst right in, even though there are three, count 'em, three closed signs in the windows, because occasionally the store owner forgets and leaves the door unlocked. Some can't talk aloud unless they are standing face to face with no barriers in between. Some would rather stand and dicker over a dollar for 10 minutes. Others would like to pay whatever is asked because they're in a hurry and really want that book, no matter what the circumstances and so on. This particular customer was one who followed the store owner into his tiny office area where no one was ever invited because it was the only private part of the shop. But, of course, the customer didn't notice at all and began talking to the owner about some deeply felt but obviously often recited viewpoint that might well have been the only original idea he'd ever come up with. And so the owner politely listened and tried to keep from glazing over while the customer gesticulated and applied lip balm from one pocket while pointing excitedly with a free hand to make his points. But the owner shouldn't have worried, because like most people who are wrapped up in simple but unsolvable issues such as conspiracy theory or who's really in control of the world theory, he wouldn't have noticed whether attention was being paid anyhow. The owner was trying very hard not to patronize him, but it was kind of difficult because he had a lot of things to get done that day, and listening to him wasn't high on the priority list, such as it was. And a lot of days were like that. The owner would be doing what he did to earn a living, and someone would desperately need attention, probably because their family and friends stopped listening to their recitals long ago. And here the owner was, serving as surrogate and certainly untrained psychotherapist. And after it's all over, he's exhausted, the customer is purged and more relaxed, and now the owner needed to splash his ideas and pin up feelings all over somebody who would listen, but then they never seem to be around when needed, probably because they've already heard the owner's recitals about this too. So the owner quietly picked a friend off the shelves and had quiet communion inside the pages of someone else's mind and let his frustrations seep into the pages and out of his body. And didn't that make the volume itself a therapist?